great prophet has risen in our midst. God has visited his people. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was all already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe, and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, today's Gospel is an image of our life. Jesus, with his disciples, is crossing from one part of the lake to the other. Our Christian life, in a spiritual sense, we can comprehend as sailing. Lake that we are sailing is our earthly life, and the shore that we desire to reach is eternal life. Boat in which we are sailing is the image of the church as a community of the faithful, but we can also understand it as an image of our own life. During his last public audience, Pope Benedict XVI, Emeritus, used this gospel, talking about disciples on the Lake of Gennesaret, in order to describe his own personal life, referring especially to the years when he was Pope. Talking about that, he said, that was one part of the historical path of the church, which had moments of joy and light, but also it had hard moments. I felt like the apostles on the boat, a lake. Lord gave us many sunny days, an east breeze, the days when catch was abundant. There were also the moments in which waves were troubled and opposite winds started blowing. And it seemed that Lord was sleeping. But I always knew that the Lord was present on that boat. And I always knew the boat of the church is not mine, is not ours, but it is his boat. He's the one who is leading it. Thanks by the help of the people whom he chose, because that's the way he willed. That was and that is certainty, safety, that nothing can darken. And that is why my heart today is filled with gratitude to God because he never deprived to the entire church or to me alone his consolation, comfort, his light and love. Brothers and sisters, these words we could see how Benedict the 16th nicely uses this part from the Gospel in order to describe his own life, experience of joy, but also difficulties that life brings with it. Light of this part that we have heard, we can understand ourselves better as well, our own experiences and everything that we go through. Life is traveling, journey from this earthly into heavenly, from passing into eternal. Jesus invites us as well as he was inviting apostles with words, let us cross over to the other side. Using other words, let us set out towards eternity. On the way of life, there are beautiful and sunny days when everything goes well in every aspect. But some days when the sea is troubled comes, when the boat of our life is overcome or covered by the waves. There are difficulties in our school, at faculty, college, in families, crisis in marriage or in priestly vocation. Death of our dear people, persons come, unemployment, poverty, and other difficulties and storms of life. Sometimes it seems to us that the very God left us as well, that Jesus is sleeping, as today's Gospel describes to us, and that he doesn't care about what's happening with us. But he tells us as well, do not be afraid. Why are you terrified? Have faith. He remains faithful to the promise that he gave before his ascension. He said, I am with you in all the days until the end of the world. He is with us always. But it is necessary to go through the way of the cross. It is necessary to go through the storms and winds of life in order to come to the joy of the resurrection. That was his way. That remains the way of the one who desires to follow him. That is the way of the church. On that way, he does not stop to give to his church clear signs of his nearness, comfort, love, and care. That is, the signs that the Heavenly Father is the one who leads everything. One of the signs of God's love and care for this world are for sure even apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. They were always and they remained a sign that the Heavenly Father, the Creator of everything, did not leave this world or just left it alone, but that he is a careful Father who, through his Son and the love of the Holy Spirit, maintains everything and he controls everything. He counts with us the way he counted with the Blessed Virgin Mary, his handmaid, the Lord. Desires that we follow her in her humbleness and openness to his plan. He desires that as her we become her, his extended hands in the world, hands of peace and goodness, and that we put ourselves at his disposal in humble serving. We are in novena to our Heavenly Mother, Queen of Peace, overviewing the events and the fruits here in our parish in Medjugorje. Again, we can use this same part of the Gospel about the apostles on the lake of Genesaret and say shortly, there are days when sun shines over Medjugorje in all its beauty and strength, and clearly illuminates so many good fruits of the spiritual life that many received right here. But there are some days when the clouds cover sky, and they try to hide these gifts of Lord's grace. In those moments, it seems to us that storm is about to come and that something bad could happen. However, nothing like that happens. And why? Because Medjugorje has always been and remained in the sure boat of the Church, to whom head is Christ and whose mother is the Blessed Virgin Mary. That was and that is security that nothing can darken or diminish. And that is why today our hearts are filled with gratitude to God and to our Heavenly Mother. Let us pray to her for her intercession, the humble handmaid of the Lord, that she may always intercede with the Lord for all of us and follow us on the way to eternal homeland. Mary, Queen of Peace, we pray to you. We confide to your motherly care. Protect us and defend us from every evil, that we may sail the sea of life with your Son Jesus on the boat of his Church, so that in that way, through your intercession at the end of our earthly life, we may sail into the harbor of eternal salvation. Amen.